Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today we're joined by several guests. In the studio, we're joined by Lane Miller from the Price City Council. Over the phone, we're joined by Ian Wright and Lexi Little from the State Historic Preservation Society. And we're going to be talking about the Buffalo Soldier Heritage Trail kickoff coming up this June. It's a pleasure to have all three of you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Glad to be here to talk about something besides music.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks.
And so I think a good place to start is this is a statewide event. And when you say statewide in the, for this event specifically, it really means statewide. There's going to be three different locations all running this event at the same time, all coalescing in Fort Duchesne. So let's talk for a second. This is a two-day event. It gets started on June 6th. That's going to be a Friday. And it starts with a presentation. So what is that kind of going to entail for people attending?
It's going to be taking place in the Price City Civic Auditorium. We're going to be talking about Buffalo Soldiers. That's a topic that I'm not sure there are a whole lot of people who know about them. I became familiar with them as I researched the history of Nine Mile Canyon, and I learned that it was the Buffalo Soldiers, a troop of black soldiers, who actually built that road. They built it so that supplies could be taken to Fort Duchesne for the soldiers there. So supplies would come into Price on a train. They'd be loaded on horse-drawn wagons, and a two or three day trip from Price to Fort Duchesne. And that's really about all I knew about the Buffalo Soldiers. I knew they were a troop of black soldiers. I knew they built the road, but that was it. But after meeting Lexi and Ian, I learned that not only did they build the road, they played an important role in several ways in the history of Price and Carbon County. And that's how I met these two.
And, you know, we were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, but this is a history, like you said, not many people are going to know about, but it's one that's a story of resilience, of overcoming challenges. So let's talk about that for a second. Ian, we were talking beforehand about that. What can you tell us about the Buffalo Soldiers?
You know, this is such a fun story. When we started digging into it, we had no idea what we were going to find, because people have heard about them, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, but their involvement in Utah, very little known, like Lane mentioned. And we just kind of touched that iceberg and realized, like, wow, there is a lot of information here. The 9th Cavalry was stationed at Fort Duchesne. The 24th Infantry of Buffalo Soldiers was at Fort Douglas. And these guys were involved in, you know, I mean, this trail extends over half the state, and just, you know, anything from guarding the annuities from the train station up to Nine Mile Canyon, Gate Canyon into Fort Duchesne, or one of the first big joint military exercises west of the Mississippi around Strawberry Reservoir. This all took place, and our real goal with this trail is to be able to take people out to the actual site where these things happen and let them experience it for themselves, to connect the tangible and the intangible history. And just to give you a quick example, when we were digging into this, one of the things we found out is a guy named Benjamin O'Davis was stationed at Fort Duchesne, and he got dropped off in Price at the train station, taken up on, you know, in a horse-drawn stagecoach up to the fort, and he was just a young cadet then, or a young man at the time, and he would go on to become the first black general of the United States Army. And we've got a great picture of him as a soldier at Fort Duchesne, and then also on a half-track invading France in World War II.
Wow.
It's a fascinating story, and being able to connect these individual people with places and events here in the state of Utah, in Carbon County, I think people are going to get a kick out of it.
Now, Lexi, let's hear from you for a second. What excites you about this event? Because like we've talked about, this is a history that not many people are going to know about. And it's a good chance for people to get involved with it. But what's most exciting to you about this two-day event?
So not only everything that Ian just mentioned, that intangible and tangible history, getting people out on the ground, but it's also a really cool opportunity to show that this was a huge collective effort to make this project happen. So because the trail is located on many different land management agencies, we involve museums, other locations, there are so many stakeholders that were necessary to make this project a reality. It's a multi-year project, and I think that these presentations and the tour is going to involve a lot of these partners and really showcase just how many people have joined together to, tell this story and make it more of a make people more knowledgeable when they're out there recreating in these areas and giving them an opportunity to learn that history.
Yeah, when I was kind of looking into this story, I mean, you start pulling that thread and you start seeing how much collaboration is necessary for an event like this, because like you said, different land management agencies, different city governments all getting involved in this. This really is a statewide effort. So on June 6th, you go to the Price City Auditorium and they're going to have a presentation for you starting at 5 p.m. You're going to be able to visit all three, or the Price City Museum for free. And then starting at 6, that's when the presentation is going to kick off. So that's going to be day one of this event. Moving to day two, June 7th, that's going to be that Saturday. In Price, you're going to meet in front of the Price City Auditorium. For what I'm really excited for as an event is you're going to be taking part of this trail.
Yes. Yes, we'll be traveling from here up to Fort Duchesne, and then from Fort Duchesne on over to Strawberry Reservoir. I need to mention that it's not only Price City involved in this, but Tim Riley and the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum is behind this. This is one of those events that, as I talked with folks about it, it was really easy to get people involved. You know, part of what I like about living in Price is our history. Our history goes back 65 million years ago to the dinosaurs, and then on up through the Fremont Indians and the River Runners and all the history in the swell. And this just adds to another reason that we should be proud of who we are and where we live.
You know, and you look at the destinations you're going to be able to stop through on the Price section of this. You go to 9 Mile Canyon, Gate Canyon, Fort Duchesne. It's incredible how many sites you're going to be able to see as a part of this tour. It's things that I know are big tourist draws already, but it feels like as locals, sometimes we underappreciate these locations.
I agree 100%. Like I said, the only thing as I talk to the people who I take to 9 Mile, I tell them this road was built by the Buffalo Soldiers, and that's all I knew. That's all I would say. Now I have all these other stories that I can tell and share, and it's just fabulous.
Now, something that we all agreed was important to emphasize coming into this conversation is, although this is a free event, you do need to register.
That's right.
So what's the best way to get registered for this event?
Ian, why don't you go ahead and cover that, will you?
You know, yeah, absolutely. We'll get and just in conjunction with that too. People who register, they're going to get a free booklet telling all the history of these different locations. We're going to hook them up with some snacks at the things. And Lacey, where's the best place?
So the best place to register for this event, for locals down in Price, they can visit the Utah State University events calendar, and they can find the registration link on June 6th. You can also visit the State Historic Preservation Office website. So that's ushpo.utah.gov, and find it on the events calendar there.
Now, we unfortunately are running out of time, but I want to give each of you one more chance to speak. If there's anything you want to say to someone in the public to get them out and encourage them to come out to this event, what would you tell them?
I think I would say this is your chance to learn a brand new part of Price, Utah, and Carbon County history. We have a lot of it already. This just opens up one more piece, one more reason for people to come here and visit.
Well, this will be a fun opportunity for the whole family, too. We're going to have professional historians and archaeologists there from different agencies sharing this history. We're going to make sure we give everybody who comes a little bit of that history that they can take home with some educational materials. And we'll also have some actual artifacts that people can see that are associated with this story.
And I would add that, you know, around Price, there's so much world-renowned outdoor recreation, and this trail is just another way to, you know, enhance that experience that people can have when they're out there utilizing the areas, feel more connected on a personal level when this history is included in their experience.
Well, Lane, Ian, Lexi, it was a pleasure to have all three of you on. Thanks again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Lane Miller, Ian Wright, and Lexi Little, and we were talking about the upcoming Buffalo Soldier Heritage Trail event. That's going to kick off on June 6th. That's going to be a Friday with a presentation, and on June 7th, you're going to be walking parts of this trail, an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.